can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need with Curry and the Keeper.
Curry the Keeper for February 23rd, 2022. This is episode 7. When we get to episode 300, I won't make it. I won't be able to fit it in the donut.
We'll need a new song. Yeah. Hello, Adam.
Hello, my queen.
Every time the song comes on, Adam's playing the air guitar.
Yes, and invariably the song sticks in my head for another 5 days, and it goes like this, like, Curry and the Keeper.
It's a catchy tune.
I'm walking the dog. You know, whenever I'm really in, like, really focused on something, when I'm walking the dog, I'm focused on the dog, believe me. Mm-hmm. And then in my head, it's just, dun, 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 dun. It is, I hate you, Jeff Smith.
No, we don't. We love you, Jeff.
Jeff Smith, man, he gets sats. He gets a split.
Yeah.
For that beautiful song. It'll probably be one of the most profitable things he's ever done.
Lovely. I love it. Okay, first things first. Yes. What are we drinking?
Well, let's do a cheers, okay, first, because I need some of this, no matter what it is. Cheers, cheers, darling.
We're drinking a Pinot Noir.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Very good.
Okay.
I'm going to let you say it, because it's a French name, yes, and I will butcher it, and we know Adam speaks more than one language.
This is a 2018 Bourgogne Pinot Noir, Thérèse de Famille. Mise du domaine. It's like special of the house, like toilet water or something. I don't know. Mise du domaine. Domaine is house. They own a limited edition, 34,644 bottles. Limited edition.
Yes.
And so I went to HEB. It's Domaine de la Vougerie. Vougerie. V-O-U-G-E-R-A-I-E. Vougerie. Vougerie, maybe.
Yes, Vougerie. And it's very delicious.
Holy
good choice.
Crap.
Good choice.
So I was looking for something special, you know, and I like right now into the Ilawan, which mm-hmm. is, you know, what is that, $15 or something?
Yeah, it's an Oregon wine.
An Oregon wine?
Oregon.
Oh.
From Oregon.
Oh, Oregon. Oregon wine.
Oregon.
Oregon wine.
It's made out of liver.
And so I went to HEB, and they do have a section, they're pretty serious. They have a section there, you know, of fancy wines. And so I was like, let me see what I can find. And this one was a little dusty. It was in the corner by itself. It was expensive. It was like something ridiculous. Now, we made enough money on the show to pay for this.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We're going to suck it down in an hour.
What was it? It was like $60, 68 yeah, bucks or something.
64, which if
Dvorak never hears that, he'll yeah, yell at me.
And we never buy wine that expensive at all. So.
But that's part of the show, man.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Hey, man. Do you like it, though? Is it floating your boat?
It's so far so good. And I really need the grapes. I need them because I got the coof.
Yeah, baby.
Damn, I got the coof.
So
the show must go on, though, right?
You are such a trooper. Tina the Trooper.
I learned it from you, okay?
Trooper Tina the Keeper.
Yes, I got the coof. I didn't think I was going to get it, as I said on the show 2 weeks ago, and damn it, it showed up on
Tuesday?
Friday.
Right. So
really weird, though. Totally weird.
So I had just kind of gotten over it. I'd reached day 11 or 12, I think, and like, okay, I don't feel any relapses. Anyone who's had this, and that's a lot of you, you know what I'm talking about. Like, all of a sudden, like, some of that feeling comes back, and we still had not actually kissed in all that time.
Yeah.
So,
but I slept right next to you, though.
Yeah, but you slept with your back towards me.
I had to protect myself.
You tried to deflect. You did try to deflect anything. And I didn't think you would get it either. Why would you at this point? And so for me, it was just like, okay, it's finally over. Like, I'm getting ready to kiss you. You know, you wanted me to test, though. You're like, just take a test first. It's like,
okay, so I did not.
The infected mouse.
You're foaming over there.
infected, horrible human resource with your coof mouth. And then you, then it was, Friday night. And you're on the couch and you're like, I don't feel good. Actually, you worked. You worked Friday. You went to work.
Yes, yeah. And I actually sat on the couch at work and there were no customers, and I closed my eyes and I actually briefly fell asleep. But I had a headache. That's how it started. Yeah. And I came home and had a really low grade fever. I mean, it went, I think, 99.
You hit 100 and 100, like that was it.
Yeah, and that was it.
It was tops.
This is, so I don't have I don't have a fever. I don't have a cough. I don't have.
Wait, let me tell the rest of the story.
Oh, okay.
So you're now you're looking pretty bad, and you're like, and I said, hey, babe, you ready to start your blister pack? First, nah, I'm okay. It could just be sinus.
I even hate taking Tylenol.
Anything. She's like, I got such a splitting headache, but I don't like taking anything. All right, well, suffer.
Just give me a warm cloth and stop talking. Stop talking.
Right. And then, yeah, you fell asleep for a little bit. And I think I actually watched Kingsman. I watched the whole movie.
Yep.
You said, it's okay. Go watch whatever you want. It's okay.
I know. You were so sweet. You got me a towel for my wet washcloth for my forehead.
Yeah, of course. But then I knew it. Like, you got the coof, man. Let's crack the blister pack. You're like, yeah, okay. Now's the time. I'm ready. I'm good to go. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that we were so early with that. It probably did help you significantly because you didn't get anywhere near the fevers that I had.
Not or
the
at all.
Sweating. Because I had night sweats for 8 or 9 days. Yeah.
No, and that's none of that. Gone. No fever, no aches and pain. Well, I had a little bit of back pain, but really nothing physical. It's been my head. I feel like I'm in a glitch in the matrix. I don't know how else to describe it, but it feels, and it comes in waves. So it'll hit me and I'll have to lay down and I just... I almost can't really, I can walk, but it's the strangest feeling. I've never had anything like this ever in my life. And really, I would prefer to have a fever and a cough than this, because this is just, it's weird to me.
Well, this is what made me anxious. And when I said, hey, just so you know, this makes me a little anxious because I feel that it's something foreign.
Yeah.
And it's not a typical, and until you've had it, you don't understand. And now when you have it and you talk to people, they're very understanding of what you're saying, even though it's for someone who hasn't had it, so vague.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a tunnel or like freeze frames of a film.
Yeah,
you know?
I remember I told you I felt like I was in molasses. Like I felt like it was, yeah. And so it's still persisting. I mean, it was pretty bad yesterday, today, most of the day. But now I have kind of this window of where I feel normal. But it'll come on again. It's the oddest thing. So a lot of people reached out to me and it was so nice that people were checking on me. And my, a friend of mine, a new friend actually that I met at the No Agenda meetup in October, Haley, she had told me that she had had it and didn't even know she had it. She thought she had a flu for 24 to 48 hours. And she said her toenails hurt. So everybody has such
I had hair pain. And what did you have? You had your skin?
My sensitivity on my arm. Mm-hmm, so I told Adam, I go, yeah, Haley told me that her toenails hurt. And so Adam, he's in the studio. He comes out. He goes, you know what? I think I have COVID foot too. Yes, you
said,
did.
Yes, but I said, look.
COVID foot.
Because I've been feeling this weird kind of vibe on the top of my foot. And I hadn't said anything. I'm not I'm a complainer, but not, you know, I was like, stuff I don't know. Like, am I imagining this? And then after the toenail story, which by the way, by itself was like, ugh. And like, I think I have COVID foot.
My COVID foot? What?
It's gone now though, but I had it for a few days where the top of my right.
You sure you didn't just hit your foot somewhere?
No. Okay. Now you're going to give me shit after I'm so understanding of your nuttiness.
I just thought it was Tina's so, like, it was hilarious.
What were you trying to do? You couldn't focus on something. That was funny. You were trying to do something just earlier tonight. And I said, it's okay, baby. Just forget about it.
I don't
because you can't certain things. Your brain goes haywire. Yeah. But that's fucked up.
It
because
really
that
is.
Feels like
it really is.
You know, is that what it was meant for? Like biological attack? So the troops are confused and they're walking around and can't figure out which way to point the gun or something.
See, and that's the thing. If I stop to think about it, I'm like, this thing was man made. The whole gain of function. Yeah. It was re-engineered to harm people. And that's when I think about it. That's what just pisses me off.
Yeah.
But anyway, you got through your COVID. You know, you ate your feelings because we weren't kissing. So you were.
Did I know?
You were ODing on Almond Joys.
That's pretty badass stuff. Almond Joys.
You're addicted to it now.
And I just forgot to buy them, unfortunately, today when I went to the store.
So that's where we're at. So I'm just trudging through and I'm hoping the next day or two, this is going to subside.
But the taste is fine. The wine tastes good. It doesn't taste like anything odd or
anything
like that.
No other physical issues except this glitchy head, which is just weird. Yeah.
And we had some of that, I think, 60-day aged beef from KNC Cattle last night. That tasted good.
Oh, two nights ago, yeah.
Was it 2 nights ago?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right, 2 nights ago.
Yeah, that was really good.
Holy crap, that was so good. I'm glad that you didn't lose that.
No, no.
That would suck.
Yeah, no. So here I am, must go on.
And you look so beautiful.
Oh, that's the thing. When you're sick, you don't put your makeup on. You don't do your hair.
Yeah, but that's when I like you the most. Yeah. I like it when you have the Brett in your hair. You know this.
I'm really pretty.
And no makeup. Yeah, there's my girl right there. That's Tina.
You've been really, really taking care of me too. So I appreciate that.
Well, but it's, of course. But you see how weird it is. Like, if you don't know what this is, you look at someone like, what's going on? Because you don't look sick.
And when you were saying to me, I just don't feel right. And I'm looking at him thinking, you look fine. So I don't understand.
No, that came across. You came and gave me like, you look fine. What's wrong with you? Stop complaining, boy.
Try having a baby, okay?
Right? Oh, yeah. No, all of that. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. It's okay. I'm sorry. I understood.
By the way,
the mystery is solved from our previous episode of where the bottle of wine came from. Remember, you found a bottle of wine in my car?
Oh, yes.
And I couldn't figure it out. Brian Skelton, he's Mackenzie Kelly's friend and helps her with the podcast.
Uh-huh.
He texted me. He said, LOL, don't you remember we gave that to you as thanks for being on the podcast?
did he listen to the show?
Yeah, of course.
Nice, Adam. We didn't even send him a thank you note.
But it was a good bottle, though. We appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. We sucked that baby down. It was good.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Well, I'm glad he's listening
to the show. Mackenzie wants you on her show.
Okay. Yeah, I'll come on her show.
You got to do that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I like her. She's at least someone different trying to do something different.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. No. So what else? What you got going on over there? You've been a busy bee.
Yeah, today I've been busy.
While I've been laying around.
Well, podcasting 2.0 is just so on fire. It's just so much cool shit happening. And
get your non-custodial wallet, people.
I love you so much.
That turned you on?
Yeah, a little bit.
Adam just got a new node. Baby, your node. It's all orange.
Don't you like my orange node?
What's its name again?
Willem van Oranje.
Adam names his tech equipment. Crazy. I know.
No, it's not crazy. This is, I could say the Umbral Bitcoin Machine node, or I could just say Willem van Oranje, which is William of Orange. And Dutch people will appreciate this. Or, it's like we could say the S9 ant miner in the pool house, or we could just say John Henry. Who's chipping away.
Yes.
That's what you do. Anyway, I'm so jacked about what's going on with this stuff. These little servers that people can just plug in at home and it gives you like Next Office, which is, it's an open source version of the whole Office suite, completely compatible. Your file storage, it has like a WeTransfer in it, so you can transfer stuff. It's very easy to set up. Mail server, all of this stuff.
Isn't that interesting?
And you.
I'm kidding, baby. He's really excited about it. I am too. I'm excited for you.
And I'm setting up a pie hole on it for me to roam on.
You got that, people? Google it. Pie hole. It's not what you eat with. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, man. No. That's fine. No. What I did want to do is in 15 years, I've played this. Many, many people have done this. I don't think I've ever asked for it myself. I would like to send out some health karma to my Aunt Meg.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
Aunt
yes.
Meg is she and Uncle Don. A lot of people know who Uncle Don is. I think they're both, she may be a little bit old. She may be 95 and he's 94 and she had a bad fall. And what did she break her? She broke three bones or something.
In her hip. Was her hip? I don't remember.
Her hip and her leg. I think it was fucked, whatever it is. And so it had, so they had to decide whether to do the operation, which is sketchy because she also has a heart condition. So,
they're lovely, lovely people.
Yeah. So now Don was able to visit her in the hospital before she went in. She's, as far as I know, she's still in the ICU and the doctors are guardedly optimistic.
So health karma, baby.
Yeah. Health karma. Here it is.
You've got karma.
And she's had a fantastic life, and I'm sure that she's like, okay, you know, whatever, it's good to go. But it would be nice if it wasn't, you know, in the ICU, in the hospital, you know. It's just
Yeah.
You know, so I'm just, you know, every single time I open my emails, like, oh, I hope Cousin John doesn't, I don't want an email.
And we're going out there to see them in April.
April 23rd.
Yeah.
We're going to lay my father's ashes to rest, who's been in
2.5 years.
Tiffany's closet for a couple of years.
My sister Angie's still in my closet.
And we should put them together. Should mix that shit up a little bit.
Well, I think I have half of Angie. Lisa's got the other
half. What half do you have?
I think I probably got the left side.
Oh, okay. You split it that way, did you?
Down the middle.
Man, I remember when...
Lisa actually... I'm sorry to interrupt Lisa actually bought one of those hourglasses, and she ground her up even more.
She put her in the hourglass? That's cool.
And she was like, it's a little too thick,
I could just hear Angie going, who you calling thick, bitch? I can hear her
and,
now.
And so Lisa's like, I got to make
did she put it in the pepper ashes
bill? More fine. And I said, just put her in the Nutribill bullet.
Did she?
I don't know how but she did something and she got her
I wonder if you put that in the coffee grinder. That might be, or the pepper mill might be a way to do it.
Put her in the Nutribullet.
The Nutribullet. That's funny.
So she's got her sitting on her mantle. Yeah.
So my mom wanted her ashes to be spread out at the butterfly garden in the park, in Amstel Park in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Which is because, you know, she was a big butterfly freak and there's an actual little butterfly sanctuary there. And so it was, you know, me and my sisters and I think Willow's kids were there. Yeah, Christina was there too. And so we go to this, you know, to the garden and it's beautiful. You know, it's the butterflies. And of course, this is highly illegal. You can't just be spreading someone's ashes around in a public park, especially not one for butterflies. So we're kind of clandestine. And I have the tube. And, you know, so we all kind of like grab a little in our hands like that, you know.
Like, okay, solemn, mom.
You know the thing. And then, I'm starting to pour it out and I'm like, and it just keeps on coming. I'm like, mom, what the fuck? And she's like, psh, and there's this mound of mom. It was there 3 months later. There was still a mound of mom.
Oh, my God.
She was just sitting there, man. It was hilarious. And it's like little rocks.
Well, you know? That's why in the very last episode of the Sex and the City reboot. And just like that, when Carrie takes Big to Paris and she's got that stupid little Eiffel Tower purse and she opens it up and she dumps him out. And I'm like, man, that was his left hand. That was not,
not a whole dude. No, I totally agree.
Because
with
I
you.
Know how much they're, yeah. how much, yeah. 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 So anyway.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So how did we, did we get on that?
We got from Aunt Meg to death to ashes. Here we go. It's so good.
And we know that you want to be smoked. So
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. And he wants a plaque and he wants a party and he wants special music and he wants balloons.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have one song. I don't have a whole playlist. One song.
And for me, I'm like, burn me up. Just throw me away. I don't care.
Would you be mad if I still had a party and did some cool shit, even though you didn't want it?
Nah, how would I know? I wouldn't know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, are you kidding me? I don't doubt that you might know. I mean, I know I have to wait 5 years. And I know I have all my instructions. 5 years of celibacy before I can even look at another person.
Well, you're going to be 95, so...
Yeah, you're right. 98. I'm going for full-on 98.
Full-on 98. Yeah. So, anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
So what else, babe?
So we booked our vacation.
Yeah, we talked about that in the last show.
Right. And then we looked at something else we want to do next year.
Oh, yes. In May 2023.
Now so this is like...
This is going to be a treat.
This is a big one. Because we're going to have to save for a year. It's like, we've talked about a couple of things. We have a bucket list of a couple things.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I desperately want to do is I want you to have a private jet experience. You know, but it's gotten so crazy. I mean, you just want to fly to Dallas and back. It's like $25,000.
Oh, I can't.
And it's a total ripoff. It's a total screw job.
Frugal me cannot justify
you
that.
You know, it's like I just got to get into the aviation community and find, you know, I'll find the right person. And then it gets a whole different world of possibilities. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, Because I know this is, that's a ripoff. It's like, it's just a jip. And no way. $25,000? No. So we have something that we can afford with some savings that is, I think, is going to be the experience of a lifetime. Now, the things we like to do with our money when we save up is we like to go to at least once a year, one very expensive restaurant. Yes,
we
like
enjoy the culinary
Michelin
experience.
Star. Mm-hmm. We want the blowjobs. We want the crazy wine. We want everything.
We want the work of art food.
Foam, gold flakes. We want the whole. That's what we spend our money on. Okay, so we don't do crazy things, but
we want to know the animal's name.
Yes, we want to know where, you know, what side of the slope the grapes grew on. Yes, this is definitely.
Yes, that's our guilty pleasure.
That is our guilty pleasure. Mm-hmm. So I was talking to Johanna, who was doing my hair yesterday. By the way, What do you think?
Oh, you're so handsome.
You like my hair?
Yeah, Adam's hair is nice and short.
Here's how it went.
Tony would love it.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. It looks so good.
Well, you were right, and Tony was right.
Hello?
You guys are right. It was left too. Johanna
too
and I left it too long on top and in the front.
And it was, you were about almost 7 feet tall.
So I'm getting ready to go to, because Johanna's in Austin, and I always make a trip of it, you know, and I go to the P.O. box and, you know, go to Costco and pick up all the shit you want me to pick up.
You're the best husband.
No, yes. Yes. But I also enjoy it. And as I'm getting ready to leave, Tina says, "This is it, by the way," holds up a picture. "Shall I text it to you?"
Well, it was a picture of how she cut your hair when I was in Carolina last year.
And and it was great. And I'm like, oh, shit. Yeah, that's how I want it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But now I realize I have to definitely get a dedicated camera for all these Zoom interviews I'm doing or podcast interviews. Because I look a lot like my dad. And so I need to be able to zoom out a little and have it a higher angle, because I just look like a butthead. Like you don't even see my hair sometimes. The angle's all wrong, and I'm a little concerned about that. So, but I needed some advice on what to buy. I went to look at stuff, and like there's so many, and I so don't care about this stuff.
So if anybody has any suggestions, adam@curry.com.
It's got to be something for interviews that, you know, whatever. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I want to be simple.
And Adam washed his hair today. I go, "Hey, how long did it take you to dry your hair?" He goes, "It was dry before I even pulled the hair dryer out." And I hate drying my hair. I have so much hair and I don't wash my hair every day, and I just dread it. Now I remember those old movies where people were like, "I've got to stay home and wash my hair." That's how I feel. I hate washing my hair. So I'm a little jealous.
So I went into... Now, what was I going to say about Johanna? Because there was a reason I brought this story up. Oh, come on, man.
I don't know.
No, I can you...
Oh, the trip. We were talking about the trip.
Yes. Thank you.
And, we do this.
Yeah. And Johanna, well, it's Koof, man.
I got the Koof.
You got the Koof.
But you're the one who was telling the story. But go ahead.
Things I have to endure. So Johanna and I always talk about what we're watching, you know. We always touch lightly on politics of masking, because she's definitely more liberal, lives in a very liberal world during the day, but she lives in Taylor, Texas, which is the opposite. So, but we just talk about, it's nice. She's a friend. I really like her a lot. And she always would like to be our travel agent. She said, "I would be so good." Her husband is, he does video productions for VBRO and for all the, like those, like home away from home things.
Vacation homes.
Yeah. So and they get all kinds of benefits. It's now also all Expedia, one company. So I said, "I would be so good at booking your travel for you and Tina, because I know exactly what you want, I know exactly how to do it." She said, "But the problem is, it would fuck up." I said, "Yeah, and I'd have to call you, and this is not, you're my friend, I don't want to do that." She said, "But you have to take a look. They've revamped the Orient Express."
Yes.
And you can go from London to, was it different trips to Paris, to Budapest,
Italy, right? So we,
and it's like it's an overnight, right? It's a full day overnight, and then a full day after that. And you look at these pictures;
it's decadent. It is absolutely decadent, and it's lovely. And we're gonna do.
We're gonna dress up. I'm gonna buy special suits and a smoking jacket.
You're gonna get slippers with your name.
Yes, monogram. And we'll go dancing in the dancing. They have the room. You get a room, like a suite.
Yeah.
An actual suite.
Yeah. And it's
and we're going to hang from the chandelier, baby.
So we're going to do May 2023 and we're going to go to London to Budapest.
Oh, I'm so excited about this.
So we'll spend a couple days in London and then we'll spend a lot more time in Budapest. So I'm super excited. It's absolutely stunning.
You just see this thing. It's what is it at the Venice Simplon or the Orient Express. Now, you don't actually go from London. You have to go to France first, and that's where you get on it.
Oh.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
It's belmond.com is where you can find it. It's in the show notes, but I'm so excited about that. It's blowing a large wad of cash in 48 hours, but...
But it's cheaper than a private jet.
So. Oh, definitely cheaper than a private jet. And I think it's probably... Believe it or not, a much better experience.
Yeah.
Because you get, you get in the jet, it's like, it's nice. And you got the stewardess or if you want, you say, oh, let me see. You have a menu. Like, I want a gay guy to serve us. And you can choose whatever. I'm not kidding.
Really?
It's that level. And then, you get the food and the expensive wine, which would be way overpriced. But also, they're still taking plastic off the sushi. It's like, it's still kind of an airline food vibe. It's super cool, and we'll do, that will happen in our lifetime, because I want you to witness it, because it's definitely cool, but this is going to be much better.
Yeah, I'm so glad she told you about
it. So much better. Yeah, I'm super excited about it. Yeah. Super excited.
Excellent.
Do you have anything on your list, darling?
I do.
Several things to talk about, but...
I know the Super Bowl was a couple weeks ago, but I have that in my notes, and...
Could you hit me here?
Sure.
How are you doing on the wine? How's it making you feel?
I'm taking it slow, but it's good. It's all right. I like it.
I'll make up for you.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah. Hold on.
It's all right. I'm allowed to do this buzzed.
You are.
I'm the podfather.
You are.
Yeah.
No, but I wanted to talk about the Super Bowl, which was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And specifically, the halftime show.
Ah, okay.
Which I thoroughly enjoyed.
You were bopping along.
Because I knew all the music because that was from, I just knew it. I listened to it. And then when I started to get on the Twitters,
mm-hmm.
and so many people just try to find meaning in everything. And to me, I just enjoyed it at the surface level. I just like being entertained. I don't understand why people have to find meaning or fault with just entertainment pieces. Like, I guess Eminem, he kneeled during the production after he sang his portion. And I was just like, oh, okay. So he's kneeling. Dr. Dre's right there on the piano. I mean, that's just part of it. And then the whole brouhaha on Twitter was, oh my gosh, he's kneeling like Colin Kaepernick. And like, I just didn't even think of it in that way at all. I just liked it at face value. Mm-hmm. And personally, I don't ever have to try and find the deeper meaning in entertaining pieces like that. Oh, what'd you think? I really liked it, though.
When I sit down to watch the Super Bowl, I'm watching the production. And the game is a part of the production to me. How they do it, how they cut to commercials, how the announcers are. The commercials themselves used to be interesting. I didn't find them. I think that's kind of over. No one gives a shit anymore. They're just annoying. We don't like commercials. We like streaming. And so the halftime is also much less important to me, but still very interesting. This was interesting because this was the second year that, let's remember how this started. Jay-Z was brought in to produce the halftime show last year because of the whole Colin Kaepernick fracas, because the owners of the teams were seen as white racist a-holes. And as kind of the, we're going to fix the Kaepernick thing by having Jay-Z and Rockefeller Entertainment produce the halftime show. And so Jay-Z was very smart because last year he did all the Latinos first. Let's not go straight ahead and do all the black guys.
Oh.
So it was J-Lo and Shakira. And this year...
That was last year.
That was last year. And this year, the reason I know this, of course, is because Mo is a huge football fan. Mm-hmm. And of course, this is what we talk about. Mm-hmm. This is always... So we do view it with a different lens. Mm-hmm. But in general, the black community, and when I say black, it's ADOS, American Descendants of Slavery, were waiting for something. because, okay, last year, it, you know, and by the way, it's always the same. Whenever someone, especially one of their own, whether it's so-called black man Barack Obama or so-called black man Jay-Z, although he's ADOS, we got some issues now with who he represents. It's like, okay, we'll do it easy the first year, easier first term, and then we get our, right? And the community was disappointed because it was really, there was no stand. It was truly just a West Coast hip hop music show.
And to me, it's pretty mainstream. It was, well, it was and, really and mainstream. And
that's exactly what it mm-hmm. was. It was mainstream. It was, to me, I also enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
But there was an expectation because it was a payback to Black America for the Colin Kaepernick, not ADOS, for the Colin Kaepernick, not the best football player, Colin Kaepernick issue. There was an expectation of, oh, now it's going to be great. And mm-hmm. it was just, you know,
mm-hmm.
it was a bunch of, to be honest, of course, you know, it was a bunch of 50-year-olds hip-hopping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that, and, you know, there everybody on stage was pretty much 50.
See, and I didn't know that backstory, and I just enjoyed it for what it was.
Of course. Yeah. And you know what?
I just did.
It gave me great joy to see you bopping along. Yeah. You're like, yeah. And there's all kinds of, if you really look at any show, you can see symbolism. I mean, it really looked like slave blocks. I mean, there's a whole bunch of different things you can read into it. And Eminem, so he kneeled. I mean, I've so forgotten Colin Kaepernick and kneeling and all that crap.
I didn't connect it at all.
I didn't connect that either.
No.
So,
My daughters are both, when they watch movies, they always identify symbolism, and I don't at all.
It's not bad that they do that, because there is a lot of symbolism, and symbolism programs people's brains.
Well, and I think that's probably why I was so disappointed with And Just Like That, because I was just like, oh my gosh, I just want to enjoy it for what it is. I don't need all this extra symbolism to think about.
Yeah, I don't even think about this stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So but other than that, we watched a couple good things that you want to talk about it?
Yeah, sure. The Offering has gone up a little bit. It kind of comes in waves, like koof. Yeah, you get some better stuff to watch. I mean, we had a dry spell there a bit.
I know. We're just about done with Murderville, which was recommended by my daughter. And
pretty good.
It is pretty good. I mean, you have to... The whole premise is, so Will Arnett is in it, and it's a detective story, and he's the lead detective, and they have a guest on every show, and the guest doesn't have a script. And so,
but knows that they have to solve the murder, yeah, and there will be three suspects.
Yes. And the guest doesn't have a script, so he's improvising and just going based off of what the other characters are providing. So Conan O'Brien was on. He was really funny. And another comedian, I forget what his name was, so... I really enjoyed it, though. It was pretty good. And then we watched...
I think it's better when the comedians are doing it.
Yeah, I agree. Because
they're just better ad-libbers.
Yeah.
Sharon Stone was... She was very good, but...
A little too serious.
I kind of want it to be funny.
Yeah,
too serious. And she reminds me of my mom.
Oh, all right.
With the short hair.
All right.
Yeah.
We just watched...
It's not a bad thing. It's just distracting.
Oh, did your mom have short hair like that?
Yeah, and when she was older. She was one of those short-haired older ladies.
Oh,
you had the long-haired older ladies, you know, like my first wife.
Yes.
who have names for their hair and take off certain pieces.
That was like in Schitt's Creek. Remember when she had all the wigs on the wall and they were all different names?
I lived that. My favorite one was Truce.
Truce?
Truce. And Patricia would probably laugh if she heard that we told the story.
Oh.
I hope. Don't need any grief.
But we just watched this movie called The Tinder Swindler.
Oh, yes. It's a true story.
20 too.
Minutes too long for me.
Yeah.
And it was pretty obvious right away. I said, oh, I know what this guy is doing, so we won't give it away. But, or should we?
You can basically tell from the title of the show, Tinder Swindler, basically a guy who swindled these women. But I was just surprised at how these women fell for this guy so easily. It was hard for me to comprehend that. And I guess it's easier for me to say it sitting on the sideline, you know, being married and in love and, you know, looking for love.
There was something interesting that they showed at the beginning of this movie as one of these, it's a documentary, as one of these victims was telling her story. she said, you know, as a little girl, you grow up and you watch Beauty and the Beast. And I know because Christina, that was her jam, man. Beauty and the Beast, went to sleep with it. She'd wake up after it was over, hit start, and she'd rewind it, hit play again. Mm-hmm. It was VHS. Mm-hmm. And she'd just keep on watching it. If I went in, she was asleep, and I turned it off, she'd go, I was watching that. I said, no, you weren't. You were asleep. And the story is, of course, it's wonderful. Mr. Right, Mr. Wonderful comes along. You're both kind of broken. You have to, in our story, in essence, our story is pretty much Beauty and the Beast. I found the beauty. Aww. I am the beast.
And you did give me roses. Not anymore. But you did give me roses at one time.
When you had an actual office and went to work and did stuff.
Oh, bird.
Baby, I'll send you roses.
No, I'm
down
kidding.
The street. I'll deliver them
myself.
You know
myself. What I would say to you, right? Why'd you waste your money on that?
Why'd you do that? Well, I like to do things that
it was part of the courting process. But yes, to your point, yeah, she grew up with these fairy tales, and she was looking for her Prince Charming, and this guy just sucked her in quickly.
It's called a con game.
It's a pyramid scheme.
No, it was
a Ponzi scheme.
Well, the way he was running it was a Ponzi scheme, i.e. he had to get more money in from the next person while he was spending the current
like
person's
Bernie
money.
Like Bernie Madoff, who's basically
in
Bernie
way,
Madoff.
In a way. Mm-hmm. But it was con game confidence. And he had he played right into that psychological thing that I think many women have when they grow up watching Beauty and the Beast, which is pretty much everybody. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's brilliant. Mm-hmm. 20 minutes too long.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah. So, and yeah, we're excited. New show, our Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Haven't laughed much yet. Haven't laughed much.
Well, we've only watched one. And then Space Force with Steve Carell just
haven't started that one.
Yeah.
Haven't started.
Yeah.
And of course, I'm still watching Billions.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Those guys are so stupid. They should have Wendy riding Prince by now.
Oh, God.
I'm telling you.
It's dry. It's a dry season.
Dry season.
No drugs, no sex, no rock and roll.
It's so stupid. That's because Aaron, what's it, Andrew Sorkin, who's that cuck from the New York Times?
Sorkin is the last name.
Aaron Rodgers Sorkin or whatever. He's on CNBC and he writes for the New York Times. He's one of the executive producers.
Yeah.
He's a penis boy. It's just...
A penis boy.
Yeah, if you saw him, you're like, Aaron Ross Sorkin, that's his name.
Oh.
Yeah, he was the one that laid into his colleague at the beginning of the pandemic. He's like, you don't know what you're talking about. You're a Trumper with your anti-vax. And he just went nuts. Do you remember this?
No, I don't remember it. No. But anyway, Adam is patiently waiting for the next sex scene. I think you're going to have to get it from somewhere else, babe.
Here. I just want to play a little bit of this cuck.
Doctor, you're of course on the board of Pfizer, one of the original creators of this vaccine.
Is that it?
I don't know. That doesn't sound right.
That's not the right one. I'm sorry. Never mind.
It's not that kind of show, babe.
No, I'm sorry. I just wanted you to hear what a dick this guy was.
I believe you. Mm. I believe you. So, what do you have on your list over there?
Well, I wanted to talk about something we were talking about in bed the other night.
Oh yes. We have the best conversations at night.
Which is usually how I suck.
What do you mean?
No, I'm just kidding. No, it's about the Naomi Wolf substacks.
Oh.
Where Naomi Wolf is,
I didn't read them, so
Right. Well, she's Naomi Wolf, super lefty liberal, who has been outcast now because she's like, hey, I actually look at the science and this is crap and something's up and it's wrong and this is a... people are trying to get people forced into carrying digital ID, and she sees the bigger picture. And she wrote a couple of substacks. I linked to one in the show notes. And she travels in the intellectual circles. This is an atheist bunch. They believe in climate change and in science, and that's follow the science. There's no religion there. And she says from her experience, she sees all these things that are happening, like in Canada, Australia. She says, this is not just planning. This has to be something evil. This is an actual evil force that is making people do this, or that people have somehow been captured by. And she's and this is a very short way to get to what she's saying, is if I truly believe that this is some evil force, it must be going against a good force, which means, she says, there must be a God. And she started praying and is finding her religious, spiritual self, religious specifically. And I remember I was talking about it and you said, oh, I believe in God. And, mm-hmm. I don't actually believe in God, or I never have, or, you know, I'm really questioning it now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, uh-huh.
Yeah. No, I mean, I do. I don't know that I believe in the concept of, well, I just know I believe in a higher power for sure. I do. And I don't know what that feels like or looks like. I haven't found a church that kind of fits with.
It's so confusing to me because a lot of people, I believe in God. Yeah. But do you believe in Jesus Christ, your savior? Like, that's a step for me.
Yeah. 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 Something I'd like to explore though, for sure.
Yeah, me too. Because mm-hmm. even though, look,
I think faith is so important.
If your name is still out there after thousands of years, you had a badass reputation. You know, it's like, I know how people fade from memory.
Mm-hmm.
He must have been such a huge celebrity. Because
Jesus?
Yeah. Because it had to be real, because these things don't last throughout time with some mythical thing.
But don't you think that's, well, I don't know. I
ask.
No, I was going to say that with the Bible, isn't a lot of it allegorical? I mean,
I don't know.
I don't know either. So,
I mean, there's so many different, you know, there are people who, it's like, you know, you have to live by it, and then which version, and all of it sounds kind of alike, and, you know, then it also intersects with Judaism and with Islam. So I don't know, but just the idea of, maybe we should pray from time to time, just kind of, nothing else really that I thought about, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm completely open to it. I think, especially as crazy as this world is getting, I think having faith is incredibly important. You have to believe I have to believe in a higher power, because when I think about how a child is formed, how two cells come together and you have a baby, that is unbelievable. Mm. I mean, it blows my mind that, you know, you have a baby who has little fingernails and little wrinkles in their fingers. And I just think it's amazing. And there has to be a higher power where that all came together. I would like to explore it. Let's explore it.
I'd like to too. And, you know, and as we were talking about this, I realized that I'm surrounded by believers,
mm-hmm.
like serious believers, like Dave Jones.
Can I have a drink of that?
Yeah, sure, babe. Dave Jones, mm-hmm. Mo.
Yeah.
Dvorak was raised Catholic. I don't know how much he's into it, but he knows a hell of a lot about it, a lot about Catholicism.
Well, you're being nudged. You are being nudged.
And Vic.
Mm-hmm. You're being nudged. So it's being presented in your path, and so trying to get your attention. So,
well, that's perceptive.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's going to keep poking you until you...
Until I open my legs.
What a way to ruin it.
And let the Lord enter me.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I can't help it. Is that not allowed? Can you believe and still tell horrible jokes? Because
yes.
I need that in my life, too. This is important. Can they both exist next to each other? Can I still say, gosh damn it, you know? Even though I try not to say...
I love this side of you. Okay, we're going to do that. I like that.
We've been to a church together.
Yeah, you fell asleep, remember?
Dude.
We went to Austin Stone.
Yeah, it was after the show on Sunday.
I know, you were a trooper. You wanted to go, but you were tired.
We went a couple times. Mm-hmm. We went more than once. Yeah. That was the only thing that's a little bit much for me.
You didn't like the raising of the hands.
No, yeah. I'm like, you know, the eyes closed and two hands in the, and I'm like,
Feeling the spirit, baby.
I know, but if the preacher had said something like, put your hands in the air, wave them like you just don't care, I would have felt better about it.
And
it
do was, the hokey pokey.
Sure. It was just like, that was a little, you know, a little much for me. But I love the passion. I like a pastor story. I mean, you know, it makes you think, makes you sit there.
Yes.
That's the part that I like.
I like, you know? I like when they can tie scripture to kind of what's happening present day. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like that. Let's do that.
Okay.
That'd be good.
And we should find something here. Local.
For sure. For sure.
That'll be interesting. I bet you that's political too, what church you go to.
I don't know. I don't know.
Who knows? And there's so many different factions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Complicated.
Yeah. We'll explore.
Have you been baptized?
Yeah, for sure.
I was baptized.
Yeah. Okay. I thought you were going to bring up how we were talking about in bed the other night about the word fine. When I say I'm fine,
and any man knows this is part of the third rail that we are very careful with. Yes.
So every time I say I'm fine, Adam thinks that it's a negative connotation. I said, no, it Hold all.
Incorrect. Stop. I'm going to have to pause you right there. No, every single time you say fine, Adam has to roll the tape back, analyze, zoom, rotate, enhance. Was there a slight nuance in the fine? Was there a grimace in the fine? Was it actually maybe fine? Or was it fine like in fine wine? Or was it just, it's fine, only said in a different way? There's no way to accurately do that every single time.
I provided some clarity, though, for you, right?
Oh, would you please share again?
Yes, because I said, if I go, I'm fine, everybody knows what that means.
Bullshit. It's a lot more nuanced than
that. Wait, no. No, there's different ways. I'm fine, which means back away. And then if you go, I'm fine, that means, really?
No.
I'm fine. Yes. Is,
you're so full of it. I'm fine. What is that?
Okay. That means neutral.
Bullshit. No. Yes, I'm fine means I really want you to do it for me, but I'm fine. I can do it myself.
No.
But I would prefer to.
No, you're getting yes. it wrong. No. It's I'm fine.
No.
I will do it myself.
No, no. That's what you think you would say, but that's not how it comes out. It sounds like, so you think you're saying, I'm fine, but no, it comes out like, I'm fine. It doesn't.
That's neutral.
Yeah, that's neutral. But you mean, I'm fine.
No,
and it comes out, I'm fine. It's so slight. Tina, it's impossible. I need a color coding. Fine green, fine yellow, fine red.
Okay, then we'll do three of them then. I'll go.
Or how about this?
How about this? Wait, hold on. I'm fine, which means I'm not fine.
That's red zone.
I'm fine, which
means... That's orange.
And then I'm fine.
No, see...
That's green.
No, I'm fine. That means like, no, I'm fine. Oh, no, nothing wrong. Nothing to see here. This would be a great game show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another exciting episode of She's Fine. All right, contestant number one, listen to what she says. Did she really like meeting your friend?
I'm fine.
What do we think? Hands on buzzers. I'm sorry, time's up. This would be a good game show.
Oh, yes. So I.
How about this?
Think
how about
confused?
How about you just. Tell me the truth and use actual words of what you are fucking feeling at the moment. Like, I'm annoyed that I have to do this.
Because, baby...
But I'm fine.
But, baby, sometimes we have to be passive-aggressive because we just are.
Oh, okay. Now we have agreement. Now, that's fine.
I'm fine with that.
I'm fine with that. As long as you're admitting that sometimes you just got to do that because women can be passive-aggressive and you make it a female thing. I'm fine with that.
We were also talking about falling asleep, and I was telling Adam, I said, when I fall asleep, I said, I think about memories. I think about how we met, and you know, and how he asked me out,
and this is so interesting. Dinner,
and I think about when you proposed to me, and I think about our wedding.
So basically, you're counting sheep,
and and so that's how I fall asleep. And so Adam goes, I go to him, I go, what do you think about? Why don't you?
What did I say?
You were talking about your ham radio equipment and how you're going to build it on the on the patio table.
So when I want to go to sleep, I like giving myself a little project to figure out. And so the project when we were talking about this was, how was I going to set up the dipole, and how was I going to? And as I'm telling you this, I now remember the conversation. I said. And I'm going to set up, you know, the temporary station on the dining room, on the table outside. And you went, what are you doing? What? I said, I went, no.
You
go, sorry, what am I thinking?
Setting up on the table outside. I go, no.
Is it just temporary? Jeez, man. But that's what I do. I will think about the Satoshi white paper. I'll think about... you know, like this umbral thing. I'll go to sleep tonight thinking about how I want to solve the pie hole problem.
Yes.
Ooh, that's a good show title.
Pie hole problem.
Pie hole problem.
We'll have to think about that one.
Okay. Well,
but it was just funny because I squashed his.
Right away.
His vision of how he falls asleep because I'm an organizing freak and I wouldn't want his stuff all over the table.
And somehow you think that will deter me because you don't want my stuff all over your table, apparently.
My goodness. I didn't say my table. I said our table.
It's okay. You don't have to say
I'm kidding.
It
you can set
it.
Up your ham stuff.
Oh, thank you for permission. You're too funny, baby.
Anyway.
You're too funny. You're not bad for someone with coof.
No, I can't drink a lot of the wine, though. It's not sitting well with me for some reason. So you got a whole bottle to drink.
Yeah, hit me.
Oh.
Hit me again. Hey, should we thank some people?
Yes. Oh, you know, I left the couple of the notes on the table. You want me to grab those?
Yeah, why don't you grab those?
While you start talking.
Yes. Well, first pour me. Okay.
Yeah.
And
Adam is sucking down the grapes.
I'll tell you what. I'll hit the pause for a second because I want you to hear the boostograms too.
Okay.
All right, everybody. Now that Tina's gone, we can finally talk about her. So it took you a minute and 20 seconds to get from here to the other side of the house. This place is big.
It took me that long? No.
Yeah, I looked at it.
Okay.
Minute 20.
All right.
All right. So we have the... Now, as a reminder, this is a full-on podcasting 2.0 experience, which means you can really only get the full experience in a modern podcast app. Where do they go, Tina, to get a modern podcast app?
Newpodcastapps.com. Damn, nothing like putting me on the spot.
Drop those legacy apps. Get a new podcast.
Explain
app.
What a legacy app is for people who don't know.
Well, what do you think a legacy app is?
It's the Apple Podcast.
Yeah, why is it legacy?
Because it was one of the first ones.
Yeah, because they're pieces of crap.
And they didn't invest in them, so they don't have all the new features of the new
thank you.
The podcasting 2.0.
What is another legacy app?
Spotify. Who?
Spotify.
Oh, Spotify. Oh.
Now, they're not just a legacy app. They're also dicks.
Who listens to podcasts on Spotify?
Plenty of people.
Really?
Yeah. But the reason you don't want that is because, well, first of all, you can't get this podcast on it, so why bother? Second of all, you could just lose your podcast overnight. Even Joe Rogan's podcast was gone for a couple hours here or then.
Oh, people were freaking out online, too.
I bet they were. You'll get the updates within 60 seconds, but all the features is really what it is. So, you have album art and Dreb Scott, the famous, we're convinced he's the Bruce Wayne of podcasting. He's probably, independently wealthy. He has a bat cave. Oh yeah. It's so obvious. This guy is like his secret multi-billionaire, but he does chapters for this show, for all the shows. And he also gets 5% of all of the boostograms and the satoshis that come in. And so we have that. We have the cross app comments. We're one of the pioneering shows for that, so people can see and comment in.
That's a new feature. Yeah,
I mean, it's still early. Not everyone supports it. We're still working on the bits, but it already shows up. It already shows up, and you can already interact with it. So we have to make that better.
I'm so proud of you.
Oh, don't be proud.
You led the parade, though. You had the baton in your hand. No. You were the orchestra, the conductor. Yeah, you started it. I know it's a community of people, but you're the one who got the initiative going.
Well, me and Dave Jones and I.
Yes, yeah.
But all of these features are all from pent-up demand. It's like I uncorked a champagne bottle of creativity. We want all these features. We say the foam of features. And also that includes the value for value, which means whatever value you get out of this podcast, put a number on it and send it back to us. That's really as simple as that is. We'll also take value in any of the three main categories, time, talent, treasure. So we love receiving wine. I went to the P.O. box yesterday.
Oh, yes.
What did we get in the P.O. box? There's a lot of stuff. We love the P.O. box. It's like, no, Tina loves the P.O. box.
People are so generous.
I come it home and she's like, wow.
I know, because people are so incredibly generous.
Yeah.
So we got a wonderful package from Sir Jake Davis, Knight of the Deep Blue Sea. Mm-hmm. And he sent us a lot of different things. He sent us this Axio Nootropic.
Oh, that's why I'm so energetic.
The energy drinking stuff, which is, Adam drank it. I had a little bit of it because I'm not feeling so great. He sent us that, and he sent us.
This is good stuff because it's an energy drink and it has caffeine. Hello. But you mix it with hot water. You drink it like a tea.
And throw a little wine on it, and you're like...
But I drank it before I went shopping today, and it came back with $260 worth of groceries. So now I know what was going on there.
No wonder y'all jacked up. He's jacked up.
What's that stuff called? What's it called?
It's called AXIO, Axio.
Axio.
It's a nootropic. It's dark in the studio. I can barely see my handwriting. Nootropic product. And the Protandim Activator, which is supposed to help with just overall health. But anyway, that was so kind. He sent us so many of them. That was just lovely. Absolutely lovely.
And was that the guy who sent the picture of his family?
Yes, on the beach and such a good looking
family. Oh my
family.
Gosh, they're a beautiful family.
Yeah, he's got four kids. Beautiful. And Thank you so much.
What I love so much is the way his wife looks in the picture. It almost looks like she's got her legs crossed, like, go away from me, man. I've got four of these things here. Doesn't it, though?
Yes, that was the first thing Anna said.
She's like, this is closed for business.
She's really cute, too. Really, really cute.
Thank you so much. Loved it. Love that stuff.
Yeah. And then Anamika.
Dutch. Very typical.
Yes.
Dutch
and name. She and I correspond on Instagram.
You're a good follow.
I have so many people now. I'm so many new friends.
Here's how it goes. He's like, I post one picture of you, and then I have like 100 million new followers.
That's on Twitter. This is Instagram.
Oh,
so anyway, so she said, she was so kind to, number one, your handwriting is absolutely
very
stunning.
Very Dutch handwriting.
Oh, is it?
It's beautiful. Very pretty Dutch, classically schooled handwriting.
No. But she sent us so many wonderful gifts. My favorite are the bracelets. She sent me this beautiful cluster of bracelets that I love them. And then she sent us a bunch of shark teeth.
Oh, that's right.
And shark teeth, wine
bottle
cork,
stopper,
and a wine charm. And it equals good luck. So go figure. I didn't know that. And she said they find them all the time because they live in Florida.
Oh, so where's the little box with the shark teeth?
Oh, I didn't bring it in. It's on the table.
You all need to have that in the studio at all times now for good luck.
All right.
You know, part of my Tourette's OCD is,
your superstitions.
Yes. I have meta superstitions.
Yes.
Thank you, Annemiek.
Yeah. And so, yeah, we got some really lovely, lovely gifts. So thank you so much.
What else did we get? Did we get the gummy bears?
Yes. I don't know who that was from, though. And they melted. So, because Adam doesn't get to the P.O. box because it's in Austin.
Here's what I didn't tell you.
Oh, did you eat them?
So I went to the P.O. box. And
keeping stuff from me, I see. Mm-hmm.
For the show.
Oh. Life of a podcaster.
Deal with it. I was on my way to the hair appointment. I'd been driving for about an hour and a half. I'd actually been to Costco, so now I'm tired. But I got to, and I'm a little bit peckish. And I see the thing. Like, oh, that's the gummy bears, the natural gummy she made herself. And I'm like, I'm just going to have one of those because I know they're made with Endelberry. What is it, Endel?
Elderberry. Dingleberries.
Dingleberries.
Made with dingleberries.
Dingleberries. And so I open it up with my knife. And chuck, chuck, chuck. I go and I eat one. I'm like, it's pretty good. And I look at it. I'm like, oh, shit, there's mold all over. And I immediately was drinking some water. I'm like, oh, man, I hope I don't puke at the...
Ew, that's gross.
So maybe just a little fuzz.
Oh. You look a little green.
It was good. It tasted good. But then when I saw the mold, I'm like, oh, dude, did I just eat mold? It was very good. Then I'm sorry that they perished. She even had to look. But, I mean, you can't send perishables to
the P.O.
box.
Well, she had a little ice pack in there, but we don't get to the P.O. box
that
often.
No, we don't get to the P.O. box quick enough. So I'm so sorry about that. So. We really appreciated it.
Yeah, but thank you, everybody, for sending.
What else? Did we have anything else?
Just a little piece of, just a card that somebody sent through, and it's from Ruth, and I can't read her. Can you read it? Here. I think that's from the Netherlands,
Adam and the Keeper. And what is this?
It was a little Christmas card. Her husband made that. He drew the art.
He drew this art. Uh-huh. So this is, there was no place in the inn for them. This is Joseph and Maria.
Yeah.
And the donkey. Adam and the Keeper, we wish you wonderful holidays with family and loved ones. All the best wishes for 2022. May next year be one that fills all our hearts with love. Love and light, Ruth and plus men. She's got men in her life. P.S. Oh. My hubby made this card. We need to keep on talking about what is going on from love. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what we're talking about. Isn't that beautiful? That's it.
Yeah. People are so thoughtful. But
it's interesting. It's Merry Christmas with a Q.
Oh.
And look at this.
You said Maria instead of Mary.
Did I say Maria?
Mm-hmm.
Mary. Look at that dude. He looks like a time traveler. He looks like you actually. Looks like he's got an iPhone in his pocket, doesn't he? You're like, I'm laughing here. I'm a time traveler. I got an iPhone in my pocket, and I'm here with Joseph and Maria at the. And there's no place in the inn for you.
Yeah. So those
people are so talented. I love that. I love it as much as I love Booster Grams.
Yes.
Booster Grams, everybody.
Boost, baby.
Hold on a second. Let's.
Here's your cue to boost. You know you want to.
So boosting is part of podcasting 2.0, and it's a very easy way for you to part with your money in a fun way and give it to us to buy wine and trips on the Orient Express.
And dog food.
And is Phoebe here? She's here.
She's right here, yeah.
Phoebe's been in the studio. Phoebe is living in the studio now. This is news. We hadn't discussed this
yet. Oh, we'll talk about it after. Yeah, okay. I have a whole Phoebe thing.
So we start off with our big baller booster.
Shaqala. 20-inch blade.
This is the thing now. Impala. This is part of podcasting 2.0. Now
nice.
Everyone's using the big. This is Mo started this, and now this is happening everywhere. Big baller Dreb Scott, 20,000 sats, and he says, get better, Tina.
Oh my God, Dreb, we support you, and you just give it right back to us?
He takes all the sats that he gets and pumps it right back into podcasting. There's a couple of people that are like
that. That's so kind. Thank you, Dreb. And I'm glad that you're back to being healthy, too.
And these people will be, yes, he was ill as well, mm-hmm. and these people will be remembered for what they did with podcasting. Mm-hmm. All of them. Mm-hmm. Important people. Sir Wags, he donated directly through our QR code at curryandthekeeper.com.
That's not Wags from Billions, is it?
Might as well be. He's splashing sats all over the place. 15,000 sats. Thank you so much, Sir Wags. Once again, the man who has come out of obscurity now that he can donate anonymously outside of all typical surveillance systems, Sir Comic Strip Blogger, is back with his 10,033 Satoshis. And he says, howdy, Adam and Tina. Greetings from Eurotrash Continent. And I wish you fast recovery from Corona. If you're bored, feel free to visit my... No, it's new. Feel free to visit my blog-o at comicstripblog.com.
Oh.
He's not promoting the podcast. AI. We'll give him a free plug for AI.cooking.
How about that?
So thank you, Comic Strip Blogger.
Yes, thank
you. Who's been in my life longer than most people I know, including you.
He always reaches out on Twitter and asks how I was doing.
He is one of... I would miss him very much. He is one of the people who bring color to my world.
Lovely.
Scott, 6420, 6,420 sats. Love you both. I have a 6-pack of Zaverto kits I can send you if you need a refill.
Oh.
Very, very sweet of you. Sent from California, and I will take value for value sats upon arrival of them. And then he has his email address. Thanks, man. We were good. We had 50. Did we have 50?
We had 20. 20 packs.
And we've given away at least half of them.
Yeah.
So most of our friends. Mm-hmm. And most people have benefited from them.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Sir Doug, 4,400. And he says, just adding my value for value. Then we have Sir Skegmanen of Borgshire, which I think is, I want to say Sweden. And he says, pew, pew. Greetings. Pew, pew. You know what the pew, pew sound is.
I do know what the pew, pew is.
What?
I do know.
You do know what it is. Yeah. Hold on a second. I have to... Oh my goodness. I have an outdated page.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, people are asking for certain Boostergram jingles that I don't even have queued up yet.
Oh, hold goodness. On. What kind of production is this?
Hey, man. Hey, man. You know, it's like we're drinking wine, bro. FC Greg sends 2,222. A row of ducks. Here it is. Now, you don't know what those sounds mean.
I don't.
That's a duck hunt from the, I think it was on the Nintendo.
Oh, okay.
You could shoot ducks. So that's now the duck donation. Then we have, who was this from? Harry Pilgrim. Gosh, I've known Harry Pilgrim for 12, 13 years as well. Chubbs. Remember we were talking about Chubbs?
Yes.
He says it refers to the type of tube packaging that most of the raw / natural pet foods and breakfast sausages are packed in.
Yes.
All right.
I remember.
Chubb. Well, You keep on believing that's what chub means in your world, Sir Harry. Chub means something different over here in the Hill Country. We got a, let me see, we got just a number of nameless boosts. 1111, both on Breeze and Curio Caster, a couple of thousand sat boosts, and Cass Palons. He says, had fun. Well, 1,000 sats. Thank you, Cass. And then a number of 33s. And let's see. That was it. Those are the, I mean, people boost us all the time. But when you send a message, we love it. And we love reading your notes. And I think we got all of them now. We have new output. So we should hopefully have all of the boostograms.
There was one that was missing, though. Did we ever find it?
Was that Sir Spencer's? I'm not sure. I think it was Sir Spencer's. It came in, but we don't have the boostergram for whatever reason. But we did get the actual sats.
God, I thought there was another one.
Missing one?
And I brought it up to you, and I can't remember.
Oh, wait. I think I have that one, darling. I think I have it. Let me see. It'll be right here. Missing boostergram. Here it is. This was from, this is from Kyron, yes.
Oh, that's right, yes.
I'm not sure, Kyron. I think we got at least one of them, but anyway, I'll read what he said. I had another boostergram I sent you guys 2 weeks ago, not make it onto the show. I'd be interested if this is because you didn't see it or simply didn't come through. That could be either one, Kyron. I'm not sure. This is it. You know where we're at with helipad and all the beta software. He says it's showing a big red error on Fountain. But he says, I'm sure I saw the actual sats go through. Okay. Well, we'll look into that. Hopefully Adam is doing well and you've avoided the coof. Nope. I got the update on that. And, he sent a whole bunch of sats, a row of ducks. Thank you, Kyron. I think we may have received it, but man, this is new and stuff is breaking all over the place. But we appreciate you continuing to support. Yeah. And he's also making podcasts. We will also be doing, within the next few Curry and the Keepers, we're going to go live with us too.
Yeah. Oh, we are.
Hell yeah.
We're going to have a live stream?
Yeah.
We're going to have a troll room?
We're going to have a troll room.
Sweet.
But I don't think we should call our producers trolls. We can have our own little version of it.
Maybe we can play off the grapes. Something to do with the vintage.
Okay.
Wine vintages.
Okay. We have the wine cellar. And then who's in the wine cellar? Trolls. Oh, I'm sorry. By the way, we monetize trolls. So feel free to boostagram us with some trolly comment. We love that. It's our favorite way to monetize.
Yeah. I wanted to also, are we through the?
Yeah, I just want to remind everybody, curryandthekeeper.com, where you can donate Bitcoin or through Lightning Network. You can even use Cash App on that. Or go ahead, give a new podcast app a try, newpodcastapps.com. It's fun. Send us a message. We will gladly read it on the show.
Yeah. I just wanted to thank Trish Petrat. I'm sorry if I'm butchering your name, Trish, for sending along all the information about the FLCCC info.
That's Frontline.
Frontline. I don't know what the CCC stands for, but thank you so much for sending that
the
along.
The doctors?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, right. They have the protocol. Mm-hmm. Isn't that McCullough's outfit? I think that's FLCC. I think it's McCullough's outfit. They have. I downloaded their PDF right away. He published that last year.
Mm-hmm.
What to do if you get COVID.
Mm-hmm.
How to get a hold of things.
Yeah, I printed it off. Yeah, right.
Yeah. I mean, God bless those people.
Yeah.
God bless.
For sure. So thank you, everybody. We really, really appreciate it.
Oh, my God. We love doing this.
We do. I do. I look forward to it. I wish I was 100% today. I'm just, the coof. Coof's got me down,
If
man.
I had to evaluate.
Next time I have coof foot.
If I had to. I think, you know what? You're doing fine.
Am I?
Or you're doing fine. Or fine. I'm not quite sure. You're fine. She's just good. It's fine.
Oh, so should we talk about Phoebe?
Of course.
Well, interestingly enough.
Joy of my life.
I think it was the last show I brought her bed in here. She has She has two beds. She has one in one room. And then I had this other one in the closet.
Well, it's not just one room. It's your.
Oh, it's my exercise room.
Exercise slash.
Sauna room.
Sauna slash. But please don't call it a sauna.
Oh.
Let's just call it a hot pocket. And because we know our Swedish producers get mad.
We got berated.
That's not the sauna. And it's also where you run the empire. You have all the paperwork and the admin there.
This is true. Yeah. But she has a bed there, and I put in her other bed here in the studio, I think when we were doing the show a couple weeks ago.
Is it been 2 weeks? Might have been 2 weeks.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, so the door's always open in the studio. And usually she sits with us at night by the couch.
And then we're going to go to bed, and she's impossible to get up.
Sometimes, oh, my gosh.
Sometimes we have to get the leash, put it on
her. Well, what I do is we get treats. So, because she's usually motivated by food, like all dogs. And so I actually put the treat under her nose, like smelling salts. And oh my gosh. And if she won't move, and she's 85, 86 pounds, we cannot pick her up. So Adam sometimes has to get the leash. And as soon as we put the leash on her and tug at it, she'll get up. But anyway,
not even tugging. She'll just like, okay, yeah, okay. Like, she's like, all right. Okay. Because she's tired. She's done.
Oh, she just has a rough day of laying around all day.
Very important job.
And so the bed has been, I brought the bed in 2 weeks ago so she could lay here with us. And so the door's open. And now we'll be sitting there watching TV. She looks at us, doesn't even say goodnight, and trots into the studio and puts herself to bed.
She does.
And we're like, geez, she's unsociable.
9:15, she's like, I don't know what y'all are doing. I mean, you watch that Murderville shit, by the way. Boring. And just like that, boring, too woke, I'm off. And it's kind of like, I just have an apple in my room. And she's all, and she lays down, and then we come in. We say good night, and I turn off the light. I turn off the screen. I leave the beautiful blue mood lighting on. I think she likes it. But now she during the day too, she'd be like, oh, I think I'll just go lay in my bed.
Yeah, it's quite refreshing because we couldn't. Number one, Adam's like, I don't think she wants to be around us anymore. But it is refreshing that we have to drag her ass to bed.
I've always wanted to have a studio and a studio dog. It's perfect.
She's right here.
I love that. And what was I? I was in here earlier today. What was I doing? I was doing an interview.
Yeah, she peeked through the door. She won't open the door if it's ajar.
She won't come in.
So I had to open it.
Yeah, she won't come in unless you actually invite her in. She's very good that way.
But this dog, I don't know. Well, we have to create her backstory. I think she was a junkyard dog. I don't know. And I don't know what her dead name is.
Dead name.
But she has iPhone trauma. Every time I try to take a picture of her, she looks away or she's got this sadness in her eyes. I don't know.
No, that
we
got to
come
trucks,
up with a backstory.
That and pickup trucks is something weird.
I think
weird.
She lived in a junkyard and she got sick of it and ran away with her boyfriend, got knocked up.
So this morning, I woke up a little early, like 6:30, 6:40, and I'm on my way to the bathroom. And all of a sudden, Phoebe in the studio goes, poof. And I'm always quiet because I don't want her to wake up. And, you know, because 7 o'clock is her time. Like, and I have actually something else I want to do at this moment at 6:40. Woof. I'm like, okay.
How's that again? Wait. Woof.
And then it's like, woof. And like, okay, something's up. And she was right because next door, the neighbors have been building the house the entire time we've lived here. They're getting very close. And one of the cement trucks for the driveway had showed up and was waiting. And she heard it. And that was really quite impressive. And then of course I had to feed her and, you know, and take her outside.
The day starts.
Yes, I was not doing what I was wanting to do, getting up early. And then we're walking down and then two other cement trucks show up on our back road, which is they took the wrong exit. And Phoebe is like, she's rearing. She's like, what is going on here? Cause that's very weird. This dog sees everything out of place. New piece of plastic on the ground. She sees it. What's this? And I'll pick it up too. I pick up the trash all the time. I don't even know how it gets here sometimes. She sees everything. So this was very, very disturbing for her. She's like, arr, arr, arr. And then I'm talking to the guy. I'm like, dude, you got to be next door. And this is just a continuation of our morning. And then Mike Berman, what's his name? The builder?
Don't know.
He calls me, says, hey, man. I said, what? Yeah. One of these a-holes, they backed out of your driveway and now it's all jacked up. And it's like, what? And yeah, it's like cracked cement and everything. They'll fix it. They'll take care of it. Yeah. Eventually, I'm sure it'll be a nightmare. But then when I was walking Phoebe, immediately she's like, what's this? Something's wrong.
Somebody broke the driveway.
She knows exactly what's different. Yeah. It's so interesting.
Yeah. You're so good with her.
I love this dog.
Phoebe walks so well with Adam. She's an asshole with me. She drags ass. Like, I'm literally dragging her behind me. Because she will not stay with me.
It went better now that you got the leash shorter.
And food in my hand.
It only takes a couple times for her to catch on. Like, okay, if I'm not a dick and I walk next to her, I might get lucky. But which is pretty much the way I saw it with you.
You're definitely alpha.
If I'm not a dick and I walk next to you, I might get lucky with this girl.
And I married you.
Yeah, there you go.
No, but she, you're definitely alpha dog. She listens to you, but she adores me.
Oh, no. She adores me. You're the favorite. You're like, I'm over here by mom because mom.
Yeah, she's a good girl. Yeah.
Very, very happy. Thank you again.
Yeah, for all the recommendations.
David and Alicia, too.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much.
The people who found her.
We love this dog. We're so happy she came into our life.
Yeah.
Super interesting.
Adds a lot of joy. Lisa's coming to watch her. My sister Lisa's coming when we go to Aruba. And I told Lisa I wanted to teach her some tricks. And she told her that I want her to teach her how to whisper bark. And Lisa goes, what are you, high? Whisper bark. I said, I saw it on Instagram where this woman, she had her dog bark. And the dog barked. And she said, I want you to whisper bark. She goes, whisper. And the dog goes, quietly. And so I want her to teach her. Lisa will teach her.
He doesn't bark unless there's something going on.
Yeah, this is true.
And I kind of like that bark she's got. It's a healthy bark.
Yeah, this is true.
So we didn't talk to Texas Slim. That we didn't connect today. I called him yesterday and he was in a meeting. So we'll get him. I just want him to talk for 2 seconds. Tell everybody what he's doing. He's a good guy.
Yeah. Yeah, because we're totally digging that beef from KNC Cattle.
Oh, my gosh.
For sure.
So
if you're
good.
In Texas, I'm telling you, look them up, KNC Cattle. It's so worth it.
They'll ship to you. They'll ship out of
state.
Oh, they
will?
They'll ship. Oh, yeah. They'll ship.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
And you can pay with Bitcoin, which is kind of the big secret.
Yeah.
Or the big connector. For some reason, this Bitcoin thing is connecting a lot of interesting people.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. So what do you got?
I only had one more thing. I don't really know how to work it in if I even should.
What is it?
Well, it's just what we were talking about the other day about, since you talked about Lisa.
Oh, yeah.
That you have an uncanny skill, and I've seen you do it now in the 17 years we've been together.
And we never had a fight.
In the 17 years we've been together, I've seen you help people with their cover letter, with their resume, with their interview process in such a phenomenal way. And you were doing it recently with someone else, and I was just like, "Man, is this business? Can you do this? Is this some? You seem to enjoy helping people with their resume,
yeah. Well,
and the interview and prepping them. You did it with your daughter,
yeah.
Both daughters, actually,
yeah. Well, because my background is communications, writing specifically. It's very easy for me. I mean, I had to write things in order to sell ideas to people." So it's very easy for me. Give me your achievements and I can put your resume together and write your cover letter. And I've had really good success with it.
You've had, 100% success rate. Yeah. But you also like tell people what they should be asking in the interview
process. I
coach
them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Adam, I'm just saying, baby, I'm happy that you're happy with what you're doing at the store. But that's really interesting. You get so much joy out of
that
success.
And I do it really fast. I can get it done really fast, too.
Here's what when Tina is helping someone, all I hear all day. I'm like, helping someone with a resume, darling?
I do enjoy it. Maybe I should start a business.
Who knows? I just wanted to tell you that I thought I think it's so impressive how you do that.
Aww,
because
you're so sweet.
No, you're really good at it. And I hear you talking people through it. And I'm like, I wonder if that's something that, I mean, clearly people are seeking you out for it. Is there a need for that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure.
I think there's also a need for people to understand if they're interviewing for the right job.
Well, and that's the thing. I think that people fail to remember that they're interviewing the employer as much as the employer is interviewing them. Because you have to make sure it's a good fit.
Exactly.
You have to. So, yeah, maybe I'll explore it. We'll see.
I love that you are just exploring.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, did we ever talk about how we met? Have we talked about that? I know I brought it up on the last show. How do we have time
how,
or is it?
How we met?
Like how we first started dating. Did we tell that story? I think, did we?
We talked about the chocolate and the me being a dick, which is what
most of these
stories are.
I couldn't remember or not.
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
I think so.
All right.
Was there a request for that?
No. I had just brought it up on
it's
the
last
It's
so long show. Ago, I can't remember.
Oh.
17 years,
yes,
long time.
I know, man. And you're still with me.
Baby. You're it. You're it, baby.
Oh, that's right. We did talk about the chocolates. That's right.
I think we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we did.
Yeah.
Got anything else?
No, everything is...
Let me just see. What's coming up in the next... Because there's some... I think I have a feeling there's something
Well, you
going
know, we
on.
Missed the Nashville, the No Agenda Nashville.
Oh, yeah. Well, that
we
that
talked about that.
Sucked balls.
Yeah, we talked about that. But we are working with Dame Jennifer, and we are going to go to Charleston in May. So we are definitely doing a meetup in May.
In, yes.
In Charleston.
I DJ'd. It was pretty cool. I did do a little half hour of some skate songs, and they put it on in the roller rink, and they said it was cool. I don't know. It felt very weird to do it. Let me see. Don't we have something? Isn't there something else coming up? What am I thinking is happening?
This weekend, we're Haley and her husband are coming to Fredericksburg, and we're actually going to the speakeasy.
Yeah, what's this? You've been all over this shit.
I have no idea.
Business?
It came through in an email, and I'm like, let's go try it, because I like to try new things, especially here in Fredericksburg, because there aren't a lot of new things. So we're going to go to the speakeasy, have a couple cocktails.
And is that in Fredericksburg, the speakeasy?
In some obscure little house on 10 acres. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, and they make all sorts of cocktails.
Do you have to put your key in a jar on the way in? Or
I think we need to know the passcode.
No, really? That's hilarious.
I don't know. And then we're going to dinner. We're going to vaudeville.
Yeah. That's Saturday this weekend?
This Saturday.
Cool. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, good.
Yeah.
So glad you arranged my schedule, darling.
And then next weekend, we're seeing Julie and Ben.
Oh, really? Are we going to see them? We're going in to see
we're
them?
We're going to Austin. Yeah, we're going to Austin.
We going home or are we staying there?
No, we'll come home, I think. Yeah. And then the weekend after that, we're going back to Austin to see Brandy and Chris. So we got
Are we staying with them or are we coming home again?
We're going to come home.
Okay.
I am I'm Julie.
The cruise director
on the cruise ship.
Well, I like it. I mean, I have to say, I kind of enjoy our friends staying, because you know we now have a life and a house, and as do our friends who you have a place where it's comfortable for your guests to have their own suite, and you got nothing to worry about. So now, of course, we have a dog.
Yes,
which is kind of the problem with staying overnight.
Yeah, that's why we'll have
but
to come home.
Even most people are like, yeah, bring your dog. I'm like,
oh no,
my goodness, that's worse than bringing your baby. Okay. You got to bring the bed. You got to bring this food.
The diaper
like a
bag.
40, oh, the diaper bag. Hey, man. When it comes to that, nothing's changed. I'm still putting shit in the bag, whether it's my child or whether it's this dog. It's the same thing.
Yes. Yeah. And when you travel, when Adam travels and he has to pack up his studio, we inevitably get stopped through TSA because they think he has some phallic device in his.
I don't even know why you brought that up. I'm talking about the dog's shit in a bag, and you're thinking about my microphone as a vibrator at TSA. Holy shit. I think we better get out while it's still good. What do you think?
Sounds good.
Two more weeks. We'll be back. We cannot wait to chat with y'all.
Yeah, see you soon.
Remember to boost us. Get a new podcast app at newpodcastapps.com. It's tina@curry.com for all correspondence. Goodbye, darling. I love you.
I love you.
And the keeper.